Hey loves, hey loves, it's Catherine Gage, KG Beauty Within, Mary Kay Independent Beauty Consultant, and tonight I'm here with you, just recording a live broadcast. I haven't been able to record in a while, but I'm here, after a major surgery on my ankle, and I'm just thanking God for his goodness of how he blessed me during the surgery. Something that was really, I went to the doctor today, and the doctor was telling me how I had a cyst on the front part of my bone, and also a big cyst like the size of a baseball or a little bit smaller, on the back of my Achilles. So he had to actually go in and drill a hole in the front part of my bone to get the cyst out, and then also the back of my bone. And he was telling me how he had to give me, I believe they call it graffiti bone. I may be pronouncing that wrong, but he gave me a bone. And he was saying how they took my blood and injected it into this artificial bone, so that now this bone that's in my ankle is like my bone because it has my blood in it. And I was thinking about the blood of Jesus and how we now are whole because of the blood of Jesus. How Jesus' blood was drawn and given out, and how he had to be crucified on the cross, and he had to suffer the pain. And he knows exactly how I'm feeling now. I got the cast off my foot, but now I have a boot on. And I remember telling my daughter how exciting it would be to get the boot. But what I didn't realize is that the cast that was giving me restricted movement was actually blocking the raw pain of just having it wrapped and then have to be placed inside a boot. And so I'm recording this from a painful point tonight, but yet a thankful point, if you know what I mean. And I was just thinking about how good God is, and how he was like, oh, you was asleep, you didn't know all this was going on behind the scenes. You didn't know that I had to take your blood, inject it through a tube, and run it into the artificial bone in order for your bone to act like a real bone. So sometimes we don't know the behind the scene things that are going on. We see the pain, and we see the turmoil, we see the problem we're going through, but we don't see the behind the scenes. We don't see how God is working on our behalf behind the scenes. We don't see the angels at work. We don't see the spiritual things that are taking place in the spirit to even let you get to the point that you can just get in pain and get recovery from the pain. And I was talking to one of my sisters tonight, and I was telling her how sometime the leaders of the church, and I'm talking to group leaders, I'm talking to entrepreneurs, I'm talking to people in general, how sometime we don't see the sacrifice that the body, that we put on the body for the body. And if you understand it, I'm talking from a spiritual standpoint, for leaders. Sometimes we don't see the sacrifice of the pain and the agony that they're going through just to deliver a message to the body. We don't see the attack that they're taking. And we don't see the nerve block that went through my leg. They put a nerve block in my leg, and they said, now this is going to block some of that pain that you're experiencing from the surgery. And if you don't get the nerve blocked, you're not going to heal as quickly. But they said, be careful, because when the nerve block wears off, you only have 60 minutes to get control of that pain. And if you don't get control of that pain in that 60 minutes time frame, then you're going to see a lot of pain. So I missed the message of the 60 minutes of the 60 minutes. So I didn't get my pain medicine in time. Therefore, the pain was more intense. And my husband, who has been a blessing to me, my mother, my daughter, my son, my daughter's husband, all was there, and my sisters was checking on me. But we don't see the nerve block, or we don't see the block that God does all the time to get us from not having the more intense pain that we would have from any situation. We don't see that nerve block. We don't see how God has injected himself and has poured out his blood and has come through for us and has actually blocked the pain that we would experience at a more intense level if he had not stepped in. So I'm sitting here tonight thankful and grateful. And it's a new year, you all. It's 2019. And no matter what state you are in right now, whether you came into the new year celebrating, or you came into the new year with a heavy heart, or you came into the new year because you lost loved ones, we still have a Savior that is blocking that pain. And do not have it as intense. I know for a fact that I miss my Aunt Mary. We suffered a loss. My Aunt Mary passed away. And we've had the funeral, and I've had to treat my Aunt Mary's death like my grandmother's death, because for a long time, I couldn't even think about my grandmother, who passed away when I was 15, who was just my everything. And my Aunt Mary was in that same category. And I have to put them on the back burner of my mind in order for me to be able to function. Because if I don't, then I'm crying and I'm really grieving. And I have to put them on the back of my mind, because when I get to that state of grieving, I'm at a state where I can make myself sick. And so I thank God for the nerve block. I thank God for how he has put his body, how he gave his body, how he gave his blood, how he sacrificed for us. So I'm just here to encourage you to push through this new year with whatever you have to push through, with everything you have. Realize that God is still in control. You all be blessed. I just wanted to just record this for you all tonight to let you all know that the body has been sacrificed for the body, and he knows everything. So y'all be blessed. This is Catherine Gage, KG Beauty Within, Mary Kay Independent Beauty Consultant, bringing the royal side out of you. Bye-bye.